Springtime in the Midwest means mushroom hunters head to the woods. They're typically looking for morels. But as Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports, there are also Midwesterners who are working on finding a way to farm the elusive mushroom.
Inside the grow room at Mushrooms Naturally in O'Fallon, Missouri, it's always spring, or at least something like spring.
So lots of light, fresh air, and humidity, which basically recreates their ideal time of year for all of the varieties that we grow.
Owner JT Gelino shows off shelves with logs covered in mushrooms that will soon be for sale.
So we have maitake, or our hen of the woods mushrooms. And then we have our king oyster mushrooms. We've got some shiitake mushrooms.
But one of the most iconic and lucrative Midwestern mushrooms can't be found in this room, the morel. Instead, Gelino heads into a wooded area behind his farm, crossing a small creek and ducking under honeysuckle. Morels are a stemmed mushroom with a pitted, pointed cap. There are a lot of lookalikes out here. Walnut shells and limestone rocks, even leaves.
All of these things initially have that kind of honeycomb appearance that, if they're the right color, will really catch your eye.
Eventually, he finds what he's looking for.
Oh, here's one. See? Now look at this. This is the smallest one I've found yet.
A tiny morel mushroom, the size of Gelino's thumbnail. Mushrooms are getting more and more popular. And specialty mushroom farms like Gelino's are a growing trend in the U.S. Connor Youngerman is an extension support specialist at the Cornell Small Farms Program.
Overall, mushroom production is increasing. Mushroom farmers, there are more and more of them.
But North America's wild morels have a life cycle that has proven tricky to replicate in a farm setting.
Morels are a mysterious and romantic and strange mushroom.
Still, some are trying. Wisconsin-based Field and Forest Products sells mushroom spawn and supplies to farmers and home growers. Lindsay Bender is Field and Forest's chief mycologist and research director. For about the past 5 years, the company has been selling morel spawn. But Bender says they can't guarantee customers will be successful.
We still call it a bag of hope in that we can guarantee that it's good spawn that you're receiving, but you know, the mystery of actually getting that to produce and successfully produce is still the challenge.
In China, farmers are successfully growing large amounts of black morels. And a Michigan state-led study found farmers could reliably grow morels in 5 Midwestern states. But the problem was profit. They didn't grow enough to make money. Field and Forest Spender thinks in the next few years, the Midwest will catch up.
So there are certainly some limitations to maybe the sustainability of the industry. But I think in terms of developing a more dependable method and culture, I think we're pretty close to that.
Even if Midwesterners could reliably farm the mushroom, many foragers would still head out to the woods. Nebraskan Tersh Kepler has been hunting morels for almost 60 years. He doesn't want to see the mushroom grown commercially.
I honestly don't think they're ever going to figure that one out, at least hopefully not in my lifetime. It's an adult Easter egg hunt is what it's like. I don't want that to ever change.
For Kepler and many other Midwesterners, this is a tradition that commercial cultivation won't end. I'm Kate Grumke, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including WPR.